Hey guys, welcome back to Unleashed. I'm Brent Henderson, and remember that we are the resistance. You know, each week here at Unleashed, we expose the lies that hold us back. We try to equip each other to rise up into the life that we were made for. And this show isn't for perfect people. I think if you listened to last week's episode, it was a great example that you may be divorced, but you are not disqualified. This podcast is for the weary. It's for the bruised. It's for the driven. It's for the tired, like me right now, and the ones who are still standing. Boy, that's a perfect explanation of kind of how I feel. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But if you're anything like me right now, you're tired. I think I have complained more in the last month about being tired than maybe my whole life combined. Like bone tired. You know, it's that kind of tired that three cups of coffee, it can't fix, and your soul knows it. You know, God, He made our bodies like if we were to, pass out, you know, our body immediately goes down on the ground, and when we go out, it starts breathing again. God has these things built into us that when something's wrong, the body lets you know, and it will do whatever it needs to do to take care of itself. This week, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about something that doesn't get enough respect in our culture. I'm guilty of this, and that's rest. You know, I think we can become so driven many times. We have all of our agendas and projects and everything we've got to get done that we almost think we're superhuman. We kind of put off that God said, no, that one day a week, you've got to find a way to let your body, your soul, your spirit, everything let down. For the last 3 weeks, well, it's 4 weeks on Monday, I have been going nonstop. We've been laying floor, putting in bathrooms, vanities, carpet, painting, moving furniture room to room three or four times, as you can imagine, just to have each project in this room happen. Then you got to move it again. Got to put the quart around down here as soon as we get back. We're leaving for vacation. Tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, we'll be on the road. But I get so busy with stuff. And this, it's like this vacation time, it's like God put this in my schedule. He said, 6 months ago, you're going to need this because you're going to forget how I made you. And you're going to get so focused on getting this house done, whatever you're trying to do. I mean, I have been climbing stairs with heavy pieces of furniture nonstop. I think my neck, my back, my hips, my feet, my legs, I laid down. I took a nap the other day for like 15 minutes. I just said, my body goes, no. And I laid down and I could feel every single part of my body aching. And I have never had that before. And I've got pictures of rooms that are stuffed so tight that you could barely find an inch to walk through. If someone came to the door, they'd think I was a hoarder. It was kind of funny. And, but honestly, that's kind of how my mind has been lately, too. You know, it's been kind of cramped and crowded, and I haven't worked in any margin. I'm going to make a confession. This is a Friday night. I usually record on Mondays, release them on Tuesday mornings. And we were done, we thought, with everything we needed to get done 2 days ago. Then we had a storm come through. Power went out for almost 2 full days. I'm getting ready to go downstairs here in a second and bag up all the bad groceries we're going to have and get them in the trash, that the refrigerator, when it was out, just spoiled everything. Not the way you want to kind of leave for vacation. But I think because I've been pushing it so hard, even all day today, getting everything ready, hanging pictures, moving furniture again, doing all this stuff, I haven't taken time to let my body go, hey, slow down. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been running on fumes like I have been too. And you know what? It really is no one's fault but my own. But God made us to need rest. So let me kind of remind you and myself of something simple, but it's sacred. Rest is not weakness. Listen, rest is worship. God didn't suggest it, He commanded it. Not to control you, but to protect you. Not to burden you, but to bless you. By the seventh day, this is Genesis 2:2. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all of His work. If the creator of the universe rested, why do we think we can keep grinding nonstop and not literally fall apart? God didn't design us to hustle until we crash and then collapse into rest as a reward, like I'm kind of doing this week. He designed us to start from rest, to work from a place of peace and not panic. You know, most people grind all week hoping to earn rest at the end. But in God's design, the way that He made it to be, rest isn't something you work for. It's the place you work from. I want to say that again. In God's design, rest isn't something that you work for. It's the place you work from. Adam's first day on the earth was the Sabbath. That means that mankind began with rest, not labor. So instead of trying to prove your worth by how much you do, what if you trusted that you're already loved just like you are and let rest refuel your purpose? So what does rest actually do? I want to break this down for a second. So let's kind of look at, I talked about a second ago, body, soul, spirit. So your body, it heals while you sleep, right? Some people need less sleep than others. I personally need probably 7.5 to 8 hours to feel right the next day. Haven't been getting that at all the last month. So why am I tired? Well, there you go. You know, your muscles have to rebuild. Your hormones reset. Your inflammation can calm down when you rest. And your energy begins to come back. What about your soul? Well, you find clarity in the quiet. You know, space clears out for joy. It creates creativity. You know, and we find the voice of God in that quiet place. And our spirit reconnects to our identity in Christ. The Sabbath is where you stop striving and you remember that you're loved even when you're not producing. I got so busy with everything this week. This is Friday night. Like I said, right now, let me see. It is 10 minutes till 7. I thought I was going to go to bed around 8 because we're getting up at 2:30, but that's not going to happen. Well, guess who forgot to even record this podcast for this next week? Yours truly. So I got done eating pizza with the family downstairs. Excuse myself. And guess what? I'm sitting here with a migraine. Here I go, complaining again. Well, it's because I haven't been taking care of my body. I'm stressed. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. And so what happens when we don't rest? Well, we start carrying things that we were never meant to carry, like massive projects, burdens, you know, the power going out the other day, all this stuff happening at one time. You know, it was like not just waves that started to erode at me. It was like a tsunami, and I chose it. Everything begins to feel bigger. You know, people's opinions of what you're doing or what you're not doing. The pressure builds. The guilt feels like you're not getting enough done. You start telling yourself, man, anybody that was half my age could do this kind of stuff. And so then you start carrying all that. And suddenly all the rooms in our lives, they're jammed full, like my house this week. You know, barely an inch to move. And we were thinking, you know, before we go on vacation, we've got to get every room put back together and everything up. Well, we bit off way more than we could chew. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, I think we all strive, and we think about it in our own lives. We keep striving to be perfect. There are no perfect people. Jesus was the only one. And what does it say in Scripture? It says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I don't know about you, but when I get really tired, sometimes I can get a little bit teary. You know, it's not something I talk about much, but I can find sometimes the littlest thing. I could be watching a video on YouTube of a soldier coming back, you know, and his little girl runs out. She hasn't seen him and just jumps up into his arms. And I just sit there. I just lose it. I mean, tears begin to pour down my face. The more tired I get, the more emotional. You probably know exactly what I'm talking about. We can begin to feel that way. So how do we reset to find that rest? So maybe what you need most this week isn't another task. It's not another meeting. It's not one more achievement. You can put a mark up on the wall. I did this. You know, you've got your could-dos, your should-dos, and your must-dos. Maybe God's saying, I want your to-do list to go, no, there is no to-do list today except rest. Maybe you need permission to breathe. That's the title of this podcast. And I literally threw this together in 10 minutes because of the schedule. But I think sometimes, maybe some of those are the best because I can be more honest about where I am, which relates to you. I needed permission to breathe. Maybe you need to take a walk without your phone. Put it down. Maybe you need a 15, 20 minute, 2 hour nap. Whatever your body's telling you, and to be able to have that without feeling guilty, like you're not enough. Maybe you need a pause to let your soul catch up with your body. We weren't made to be superhuman. We were made to depend upon the one who made us. That's where our strength comes from. You're not the sum of your output. You are not what you produce. You are a child of God, and He says, be still and know that I am God. I'm needing that today. I don't know if you are or not, but I'm needing that. I'm needing that stillness to know that it's okay to not have everything done and feel like a failure because it didn't get done. So if that's you right now, I just want to kind of close. I'm keeping this shorter today, and I don't think this needs to be very long and drawn out. I know personally I need the rest, and I'm hoping that this message gets through to you, that you can find that permission to breathe. So let's go to God. Father, thank you for the gift of rest. Thank you for the times that we've worn busyness like a badge and ignored the ache in our soul. Father, teach us to rest like you rested. Let us never forget that, to walk like Jesus walked, not lagging behind in fear, not running ahead in pride, but step by step in trust and in truth. Father, I would just pray that you would restore the minds that just can't shut off. Those times when we go to bed and we just can't put it to rest. Father, heal the bodies that are running on empty right now, that they are weary and burdened. Let them bring it to you, to lay in your lap, to lay this at your feet. Father, renew the hearts that are feeling burned out and the minds. And give us grace to say no to the things that you've never asked us to carry. Father, help us to choose rest. Help us to choose trust. And Father, we choose you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I don't know if this spoke to you, even doing this podcast, to be honest with you right now. I was in the middle of running like a chicken with my head cut off, and this podcast means a lot to me. You guys mean a lot to me. And I stopped everything in my schedule knowing I'm going to get to bed probably an hour and a half later than I planned on it. But God is telling me through this right now, Brent, you got to slow down. Don't wait for burnout to force you into rest. Schedule it. Fight for it. Honor it. If you want to come alongside us, you know, in this mission, we really could use your prayer. And I say that every single week. We want to awaken the identity of every single man out there, that he can lead his family from a place of rest that helps him get his strength back. We want to unleash God's purpose in the lives of men and women. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to unleash.men. We can use your prayer support, and always we can use your financial support. And you just go to the unleash.men and you'll see the About tab and then the Donate. It'll help us to keep continuing doing what we do so that we can even find rest. You know, why is it that I feel guilty that we're actually going to be going away for 6 days? Isn't that, maybe you feel like that too. Sometimes you take a vacation and you're like almost embarrassed to tell anybody. God created us for this, and I'm so thankful He's giving us an opportunity to get away. Okay, I said I was going to keep this short. Remember that rest is not retreat, it's preparation. Your body needs it, your mind needs it, your soul needs it, your spirit. And when you know who you are in Christ, when your identity is rooted, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. When you're no longer addicted to that or your own performance, you will become dangerous for good because you've been unleashed. Guys, have a great week. Pray for us while we're gone on the road. And I cannot wait to come back and speak some more into your lives. You are loved. We'll see you next time.